This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeff, how difficult will it be this year to continue the success you've had in the draft based on the limited amount of picks that you have?
Well, it's going to be difficult, but you know, we approach every draft pretty much the same. We're going to evaluate, you know, every player that we possibly can get our eyes on. We're going to build the board just exactly the same way that we always have. And look, I always felt like the strength of mine is kind of that late round, get those late round guys. And, you know, when our board gets picked apart and there's a couple of guys still on the board, you know, you feel a strong conviction to draft those players. So we're going to build it the same way and hope for some good players at the back end of the draft.
What are some strengths of this draft, you feel like, as far as position?
Well, look, I think there's some really good – I think it's a strong defensive draft. There's some really good offensive players too. So I think the strength of the draft is the depth of the draft. Similar to 2 years ago, the 16 draft, maybe it was a 17 draft, was so deep, similar.
Does it all become a little bit easier with some of the acquisitions you guys have made in free agency? Just knowing you might not have to specifically plug a hole, but you can kind of –
That's the overriding philosophy of free agency versus the draft is to, you know, the free agency is to fill some of the needs that you have. The draft is to hopefully just, you know, pick, don't reach, draft good players that fit our system. And so that's what we're trying to do.
So when you look at the success that you've had since you've been here, What do you attribute that to, and how much is preparation figure into it, and how much is just luck that things work out for you?
Well, look, you know, Parcells always told me, you know, the draft is a 50-50 proposition, but I do think preparation, hard work, a consistent philosophy that the coaches, the scouts, Mickey and Sean, certainly, we all believe in. And we all do a great job of just understanding what we're trying to get accomplished in the process. And having a consistent process since I've been here has been key, and I think that's what's led to the success.
Jeff, what are you gaining from days like this? Is this essentially an extension from the Senior Bowl and Combine?
Well, it's a different exposure. I always tell our scouts, you know, get around the kid, get around, the player that we're evaluating as many times as you can, because it's like you guys getting to know me. The more times you're around me, the better you're going to know me. It's the same way with the player. The more times you're around him, the better exposure you're going to have to the player, the more conviction we're going to have on the player when we come to drafting. So this is another exposure. It gives us a live opportunity to evaluate how he moves, what he's like when you talk to him, you get him up in the film room, how well does he understand football. Put him in a position that challenged him a little bit, and how did he respond to that? So this is a great exposure to us.
You ever ask a guy like Will Clapp what he thinks of some of these?
Absolutely. I'll sit him down in my office, and I'll get a scouting report on all these kids. I'll do the same thing with Mike Thomas. I'll do the same thing with all of our players, that Florida kids from Alex Anzalone. So I'll do it to all those kids.
Apparently the Vikings players all speak highly of each other.
Apparently so. Apparently so, exactly.
What are your impressions of Greedy Williams? Obviously a lot of eyes on him throughout really the entire league.
Well, he's a good player. He's been consistent this year. Just about any game tape you throw on. Look, he's he can really read the route. He's long. He's certainly a good athlete. So he's just a really good football player.
What kind of draft is this for tight ends? Is it deep at that position? Is that about what you?
Yeah, I'd say there's more prospects that we've evaluated that we like than maybe a couple years in the past. It's a pretty strong group, I think.
Do you like Foster Moreau?
Like him? Yeah, he's big. You know, different when you see a kid on the sideline, you see his size, and then you see him in shorts and t-shirts, and man, he's a big kid. He's and he's moved around pretty well today.
How much time do you give yourself to kind of let a draft class develop? And you know, we look at last year's class, it had a number of guys not make the team. Is that you kind of look at that as more of a, the team was really strong, and it's hard for those guys to make the team? How do you kind of evaluate that?
Well, look, it's every draft's different, and I feel I think most of those kids that didn't make our team are playing for some other teams, and I don't think we were wrong on those kids. It one of those kids got hurt and didn't get a chance to play very, so I think when you draft a kid, he's got to come in, he's got to show you what you can do right away, because we're all kind of instant evaluators in certain times. But look, we felt like we had a really strong depth. I heard that many times, not from ourselves. We heard it from many colleagues around the league that we had a really deep team, and you saw that when you go to one of our games and you saw 20 other teams scouting our own players. It's every draft's different, and the caliber of kids that you get on your roster is different. And we try to be as patient as we can, but when you have a really good team and you got to win now, that kind of changes things.
Would you? I know you guys have been aggressive in the past, moving up. If you saw someone maybe in the first round or whatever, that a guy like a Ramczyk who you never thought would slide that far, would you be aggressive to go up and get somebody like that?
Look, I think anything's possible with Sean and Mickey. Anything's possible. So we're our job is to acquire the best players possible. And when the opportunity and the situation is ideal, that's when you go and try to get another player. So, you got to have ammunition to do that. But if there's a player there that attracts us, then no doubt.
How much do you appreciate that anything is possible with those guys? Where it's like, you're doing all this work and you might have first picks not till 62, but you're like, well, they might go get a guy that might not thought of in there.
Well, look, I love their openness and their vision and to acquire players. And, Sean and Mickey, they make my job a lot easier because they believe in the process. And they trust the board once that board is final. If there's a guy sitting up there on the board and we have an opportunity to go get him, they don't blink.
You mentioned patience with draft picks. Marcus Davenport specifically obviously came from a lower level college program, was described as raw developmental. Where was he on the development progress chart last year? About what you expected? Or
well, I think injury always affects development, and so when a guy's dinged and injured and he's playing through it, it's tough as heck, and that slows development. But certainly we got a plan for him. He's going to get healthy. That's number one. And then, there's going to be a little bit of starting back, taking from scratch a little bit. But he's a fast learner, and he's a tremendous athlete. And so his development should be pretty quick, I hope.
You mentioned it being kind of a deep year in the draft. Would you say the same thing applies to kind of the in-state schools around here, Louisiana Tech, ULL, all of those?
This is a good draft for all these schools in Louisiana. Absolutely. Absolutely. They've got, LSU doesn't have a huge class this year, but there's certainly some premier players in it. La Tech has a premier player. Northwest State has a premier player. Should be a good draft for the local area.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.